Latitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome back to the show, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Man, I love that song. Before we get on to segment three here, I forgot my guilty pleasure, or not guilty pleasure, but my things that make you go, you know, I love it when you're doing a radio show and someone says the magic word. What's that magic word? Eggs. I don't like it.
You don't like eggs?
I love eggs, but I don't like it when it goes off into a tangent of 5 minutes of omelets and other things and eggs.
Well, don't throw eggs. I don't like
you're
it when
the
people,
producer.
I don't like
whose
it.
Whose fault is it?
I don't like it when people waste eggs and throw them at buildings.
I don't do that.
I didn't say you did.
That's San Diego Charger fans.
I'm just saying you have absolute control. You just chose not to exercise it.
Yeah. That's high. I don't know if we've met.
True fact.
Anyways, let's get into the game show. You ready for this? I'm ready for this.
I'm ready.
The Mr. and Mrs. Game Show, the Mr. versus the Mrs. I have to talk like this through the whole thing now.
I dare you.
All right, that works.
I told you that'd be good. I'm glad our producer can find that. Good job, Ian.
Good job, Ian. You might be back next week.
Our intern?
Yeah, our intern Ian will be back.
I thought we got rid of Ian a while ago.
Ian got promoted.
Yeah, he's back.
He's the head intern.
By promoted, he's back. That's it. There's no promotion at the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
That is not true. There is a whole lot of we grow.
A lot of self-promotion.
We grow a lot. By the way of promoting, you can also listen to us. You can listen to BSS Carolinas every Thursday at 3 p.m. You can listen to The Rule of Three with Jeffrey at 6 p.m. every Monday. And Wrestling for Attitude at 5 p.m. every Wednesday.
Wednesdays. Man, we got like the whole... We got the whole schedule out there, man. All we're missing is a Tuesday and a Friday. Let's book them.
Soon to come is the Mrs. Sports Show every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday. All right. There we
should
go.
Should we?
Yeah. We got a whole family primetime
block.
And
we are
here.
Proudly sponsored by Cody Zeller Foundation.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Are we? Oh, okay.
What?
I was like, I didn't know that.
Oh, who we are actually sponsored by?
Attitude Broadcasting. They put the attitude in broadcasting.
Very good.
Anyway.
Certainly a lot of attitude in here today.
Good attitude.
If you would like to be a sponsor of Attitude Broadcasting, any of those shows, just message us at breakdownsportshow@gmail.com.
Yes. All right. So let's do this. The Mrs. is going to answer this question, and the Mr. has to match it.
Are you sure?
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. What? Is the funniest thing our son did as a child? Number one, put peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the VCR. Number two, let his pet rat loose in the house and it chewed on your shoe. Or number three, he stopped up the toilet with cardboard. I feel I've done at least two of these.
What two have you done?
I'm not going to say.
No,
so you left off the... the water gun with the TV.
Oh,
wait, yeah. What?
go ahead and put that one on there. Water gun.
No,
with
that's
the TV.
All right. I'm choosing from these three options.
Yes,
one, two, or
and
three.
Then you're gonna tell me about this other story that I want to know about now.
It's just last week. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
By the way, he's 24.
Hey, that's I'm still a kid. It's cool.
Wow, this is taking a long time.
You realize this is a completely subjective question.
I just did A, B, and C, so.
Oh, I thought we were doing 1, 2, 3.
Well, 1, 2, and 3. Whatever you want.
Whatever. Whatever.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
1.
Oh.
Yeah. A.
Yeah. He said that. I changed it up. He went Muppets. I went Sesame Street. That's how I look
so,
at it.
All right. So, well, tell him the story about the peanut butter and jelly first.
Yeah. So, our son takes his peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and he's sitting in front of the TV with his little snack, right? His peanut butter and jelly sandwich and whatever he's drinking. And the VCR is like eye level for him. And, of course, he sees his favorite movies go into the VCR and come out of the VCR, and his favorite shows go to the VCR and come out of the VCR. And so he decides, I guess, I'm still not sure exactly what went on in his head, but he thinks to himself, I'm going to stick my peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the VCR and see what happens. So, interestingly enough, not only can you get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a VCR, you basically have to take the entire thing apart to get it back out. So I actually learned VCR repair. So,
well, that's a good skill to have.
It never did work right after that, but that was okay.
I just can't imagine a peanut butter and jelly sandwich going into the VCR. I don't know how you would get it into the VCR.
You just lift
it's
the...
Very you just got to be very careful to get it.
Oh, well, he can be precise he's not usually. And then... And then the water gun story. So he had a couple of small water guns, and it was like, don't use them in the house, don't use them in the house, don't use them in the house. So he thought our TV screen needed cleaning, and he stood there and sprayed the TV with the water gun. And I can't remember what I was doing, but I turned it. I was like, what are you doing? So we actually didn't have a TV for a while because at this point in our lives, we didn't have a lot of money. So there was no TV for a while. And then, you know, we got a new TV. But it was now I laugh. I really wasn't laughing when it happened.
So what about, I mean, the pet rat did actually chew on your shoe and everything?
I don't remember the rat chewing on my shoe.
But he never stopped the toilet up with anything.
No,
right?
No. All
right.
No.
No.
All right.
I mean, what? I mean, any stoppage was natural.
thank you for that definition.
All right, moving on. this is
the
mister.
Well, I mean, the question was any, you know, any ever.
This is for the mister. Right. This has to match. If you had a chance to be on one game show, which show would it be? This is the mister. A, Press Your Luck. B, Big Fan. Or C, The Wall.
I don't even know what The Wall is.
It's LeBron James' new TV show, game show.
So it's not whether or not I would want to be on the show. So first of all, he's literally living Press Your Luck all day, every day.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's funny. You're living Jeopardy every single day. True fact.
We just talked about this.
We did.
So if you pick this, I'm going to be disappointed with you.
But it's a tough one because Steven knows the right answer. I think you know the wrong one.
What?
Oh, you don't play the music?
No, I will after.
All right. Okay. What is Press Your Luck?
Whammy. You remember with the whammies?
Okay. It's a show?
Yeah. You don't remember the Whammy show?
1983 to 1986.
And they still have it. They came out a new version.
Oh, what?
I need to catch
it. I'm so excited.
I was busy.
I used to love that. I mean, back in the day.
All right. I'm going to assume this one.
All right.
And let's see.
Really?
The Wall. Yeah, it was Pressure.
You said Press Your Luck?
Yeah.
Why would he know this?
Go ahead.
Because so on the wrestling show when we started doing mind games, we did it to the Press Your Luck theme song, and we both really like Press Your Luck.
Listen, Press Your Luck was one of my favorite because they used to always press the button and it would go around and
so
it
no skill required.
That's not true. You had to win. You had to win points. But anyway, my point is you. And thank you for letting me finish there. But if you got a whammy, the whammy would come out and dance or do something different. You know, something funny. Always.
That
always,
sounds like the Gong said. Show. Where you, they would gong and then gong that guy would come out.
I remember the gong, but
really? Yeah. Oh, you got to go watch.
They would come out. If you didn't like that, you go hit the gong. There you go. That was it.
And, that sounds great.
And then this guy would come out and dance.
Right.
All right. Round two. This is for the misses. Mr. S. Match. If you weren't in the profession you are now, what profession would you be in?
That is an absolutely great question.
How can it be absolutely great? that's like a double positive. You can't do that.
No, you can't do a double negative.
Well, I believe you can't do a double positive.
So is this like... if my life hadn't gone in the direction it had,
yes,
and I,
yeah, okay. stop it. You know, but you, here's the thing.
Well, there's like, if I got laid off, what would I
do? No, no,
right?
This is if you were in this profession, if you got to choose, this is if you had to choose, if you got to. Mm-hmm. See, trying to switch the question on me again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a new year. I'm used to it.
All right.
Now.
I'm ready.
All right. So the question again was, if you weren't in the profession you are now in, what profession would you be in? And the Mr. Guest, Catholic tour guide.
Oh, no. Professional singer. I'd have been a rock star. That was my original dream.
Wait, that's hold on. So for everybody that can't see, the mister is puzzled. What?
No,
why?
No, no.
So,
I get you so love
to be,
singing.
So to be clear, if I were to no longer be in my current profession, then yes, your answer is right.
You could still do that.
I have a family to take care of, so which is why I'm not a rock star today. Because I made life choices that led me down a path that has me in my current profession. Right.
But you could still, you know, you could still sing if you want to sing. You definitely could.
I could.
Well, excuse me, Miss Rockstar. Sorry that we're way over here. But
that's cool. But the mister's right. If I were to no longer be in doing what I'm doing today, that is what I want to go
okay.
to
right.
when I
that's
retire.
Cool. All right. So, mister... what is, or who, right? Yeah. Who is your favorite cousin?
Cousins.
Wow.
The missus is given the look of, doesn't know what to put down.
Oh, no.
She does.
I think I'm going to switch
it. I'm just surprised that we're doing this.
Oh, why?
All right.
Christy and Jenny.
All right. And that is the answer.
Why do you think
they're surprised? They're my
why do you think you're surprised I'm doing it?
They are absolutely fabulous women.
Listen, I love all my family. Don't get me wrong. I do. But everybody knows.
Everyone's
I
mean, my favorites.
Everybody knows. And they're a riot. And they're such sweeties.
Well, here's another family question. This is for the misses. Which aunt or uncle was your favorite?
Which aunt or uncle was my favorite?
Mm. That's tough.
It is a tough one.
No more Jeopardy theme.
I love the song, man. I'm telling you. That was part of it. The theme song was great.
All All right. Pencils down.
And? Aunt Fran.
All right. And the answer, Aunt Fran?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow, now who's in trouble?
So, I'm not. They're not listening.
Okay.
So Aunt Fran was my grandmother's sister.
Okay.
And an absolutely phenomenal woman. You know, I think if you guys want to provide clarifying language, and if the question was that are currently alive, then those are different answers.
Oh, okay.
And then in a close second is my Uncle Jimmy, who is also my grandmother's brother, so.
All right, so number three, this is for the mister. What is your favorite WrestleMania of all time?
Am I getting options?
No.
Okay, fine.
I'll give the options.
Right, you know the options.
WrestleMania 32. WrestleMania 27 or WrestleMania 21?
Year is
27
it?
Is Atlanta. 32 was last year.
Or not 21, WrestleMania 17, right. Which is 2001.
Right.
I don't know. Are these supposed to be questions I care about the answer to? I'm sure you do, so...
If you
did I know you?
No, one of them you didn't know me.
No, I mean, but the answer, did I know you?
Do I know it? Yeah.
No, did I know you during that year's WrestleMania?
2001?
That's your favorite.
That's not fair because that's not fair. I can't answer that because that would give you the answer if I told you yes or no.
Well, no, because a couple are from before.
No, there's only one before.
Because 27 and 32 is we the one you guys went to.
Right. You
I see what she's trying to do.
No, I know what she's trying to do. I ain't stupid. I know what you're trying to do.
I don't, you know, is your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's this one. I can't say that it was last year because somebody died.
What? What was wrong with that one?
A guy fell off of the balcony and died before the WrestleMania started.
But people die all the time.
Not from tripping over whatever and falling off of a third floor seating balcony.
All right. What you got?
I have the
all
one.
Right, so which one? 27?
The one we went to together. The first year we were married.
I see 17 and 32.
You can't do answers.
Well, I knew it wasn't 27.
Okay, I want another question because he voided it.
I can't do it.
No, I was trying to help you out because I figured you say 32.
Stop helping her out.
I would do 32 before I did 27 any day of the week. Even though we were there, don't get me wrong. Well, 32 was...
The answer to the question, whether he wants to admit it or not, was 17 because he talks about it every time on the wrestling show that 17 is the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Yep.
So, that is...
All right, we'll give you another question, though.
We need a tiebreaker anyways because we are all tied up.
Well, we got two more questions.
Yeah,
do we? Okay.
Oh, there's a lot of things could happen, okay?
It's right. Not over yet, people.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next round. This is for the misses. Which roller coaster do you like best at Disney?
Here's another best.
It's better than favorite.
It's not favorite.
It used to be favorite, but we changed it.
And it has to be a roller coaster, or is it just ride?
It can be a ride.
So, what ride do you like at Disneyland? Or Disney World, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, Disney World.
Okay. That's the one I like.
Well, I'm trying to think, because we're about to go again.
Oh.
This year. And so I'm trying to think of, when I get there, what is the first ride I want to go on?
I know the one you enjoy the best.
Well, I enjoy lots. I'm just trying to think of, what's the one that I run, you know, as much as I run, right, to anything, to get to be in line for, that I try to get go on more than once. Oh, okay.
She ain't gonna get it.
I am gonna get it because it's my answer.
No, we're not gonna match, is what I'm gonna say.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. All right, here
Kilimanjaro.
We go. Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, that's right. Yeti ride.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Yeti ride.
Look at that. And you're over here. Oh, we're not going to match. Well, so what is the Kilimanjaro? I haven't been there since 97, 98.
Well, it's in the Animal Kingdom.
And that was new.
But tell me about the ride, because you've been on it. I won't get on it. I will
he
not. Won't,
I mean, this is one of those rides he doesn't get on.
I will not get on it.
So it's basically, it's like you're on an expedition.
Okay.
You're kind of going down and you're going through the mountains and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a, you go around and actually I got the name of it wrong anyways, but I was thinking it was called Kilimanjaro. It's called something else, but that's all right. Yeah. And so it like goes up, and then you actually go backwards for a bit, and you're in the dark, and then there's like water, and I mean, so it's just really cool. It has this whole, and it is Expedition Everest.
But you're
Kilimanjaro is actually the safari thingy.
But
you're chased by a Yeti in it, and it's really a fun ride.
That would be terrifying.
I don't know why the Mister doesn't want to go on it. The other one I like is the water.
Let me tell you people out there why. Because it goes up this big mountain and then it comes back the other way. And I'm not about that.
It is backwards. Like you're going backwards as fast as you were going forward.
It's kind of like Thunder Road was back in the day.
I don't mind I've rode Thunder Road frontwards and backwards.
Okay.
But I'm not this ride. I just it goes so high up. I'm like, no, I'm like, I don't like heights.
You get to the end and there's like broken track, and then that's when you like speed up and go backwards. So you're like going, and then you hit daylight and all of a sudden there's this broken track. You stop hard and then it goes backwards really fast.
No. not doing that.
All right,
next question. This is for the Mister. Which of these WWE superstars are you like the most? Is your life like the most? Is it A, The Miz, B, Daniel Bryan, C, Triple H, or D, James Ellsworth?
Who's that?
It's no one important. Don't worry about it. It's no one important.
So, what our lifestyle?
No, which what's my who's what?
It's what your life is most like. Whose right. life are you the most like?
Right, I know that's. I know the answer already. Who?
So A, B, C, and D.
Right.
Yes.
Or number three.
Was he just? Really?
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Really?
Well, it might be three H's. I don't know.
Stop it.
The guy with three H's.
I need you to swap out whatever glasses you've on right now for some other ones so you can take a look at reality.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
I said B.
Really?
Really? Why Daniel Bryan?
No. We are not like Triple H and Stephanie.
I am because I have the power of wife. I have the beautiful wife. I have the queen. My life. I run the game show.
I still fly commercial and coach. So we do not live their lifestyle.
Well, no, we don't.
Maybe
have
they do commercial coach. You don't know.
I think we do. No, I think we do know.
It is more the fact I have my queen. All right. I have. You know, she's very successful.
You gonna try to sell this? I was thinking that we're more like
Daniel Bryan and Brie.
Yeah. We're eating very crunchy right now, right? So
all right, hippie.
Yes. And you know, yeah.
We like the finer things, not you know. I've never been a vegetarian.
I
Don't have to be a vegetable. Well,
no, most like. Like, I'm not, I know it wasn't the Miz because I'm not French.
Well, I know it's not the Miz because we're not A-listers, so hey.
So.
We don't live in Hollywood. So.
All right. Well, it's your answer.
It's
fine. All right. Last round here. Here we go.
I figured you'd be happy. I mean, I went with Triple H because of the Stephanie.
Aw.
You know, but fine.
I thought it was because you like to take a mouthful of water and blow it out of you.
Yeah. As long as it's
when
not
you walk in the door at home.
As long as it's not an apple.
Carlito.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Triple H Joe Embiid last night during the Hornets game. He actually did the game's entrance.
He did
for
the
his
game's
intro.
Entrance?
Yeah, he did water and everything. Triple H actually tweeted him back and said, "Your form is a little bit off. You didn't do enough water ratio."
That sounds like awesome. Triple H.
And it says hashtag mop the floor because, you know, it's all over the floor.
Who was that who did that?
Joe Embiid, who played against the Hornet. He plays on the Sixers.
Oh.
The center.
So we weren't that cool. Okay.
No, we wouldn't do that.
That's kind of funny. I like that. All right. Last round here. This is for the misses. Where would you go if you win
$1
million?
Where would I go?
Oh, I love how that she just knows.
Yeah, I hope this is correct, but we'll see.
All right, so the question again was, where would you go if you won $1 million? Let's see what the missus put. She put Holly Land.
Holy Land. You heathen.
Holy Land. And not in Florida.
Did you say Holly Land?
That's what it looked like.
I said not the one in Florida.
Same thing.
Israel?
Israel.
You didn't spell it right, so no.
Is there a Holy Land in Florida?
Yes, there is. For $49.99, I've been trying to get her to go there.
Because
my mother went there a couple years ago. And she's always talking about going to Jerusalem in Israel. And I'm always like, hey, there's one in Florida. $49.99, we can get done. I've got my nephew who's all on board about it. Kay is all on board. We'll go there, spend $49.99, go to Holy Land, get done, and we still got time to go to Disney. You don't have to get on a flight again. You're right there.
He's like really trying to sell this right now.
He has been. He has been for a few years.
All right.
But no, wait a minute. Yeah, I get a point.
I gave you one.
Oh, okay.
All right, so here's the last question. This is the be all.
The be all. Wow.
This is for the mister. Which sporting event would you go to? A badminton championship. B, cricket. C, roller derby. Or D, rugby.
That's tough. That is really tough, actually.
Is it?
Yes, because two of these answers are very good, actually, believe it or not.
Ian did a great job this week.
Yeah, he did.
I think
All right, what you got?
Really?
Oh, you want me to go? All right.
I said D.
It was close. It was between those two.
Really?
Here's why.
So that was our last question.
Have you ever watched rugby? Roller derby? Those girls get into it.
What do you mean? Like it's...
Dude, they used to have roller derby on before wrestling came on Saturday night main event.
So you've seen roller derby?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
At the whole point where these were things you hadn't seen before?
No. The whole point was just I was trying to come up with... Weird sports.
But roller derby.
Should put curling
on
there.
These girls get into it.
Yeah.
And they're rough, man. I mean, and they're characters. Kind of like WWE and wrestling is.
Yeah.
They're kind of the same way. So who won?
You did.
Well, I won?
You did.
What?
Cue the music.
What music?
You have music for you for winning? Yeah. Somehow I feel like I got played this week.
You probably did.
Sorry. He wrote me into it.
No, I won't give in.
Oh, like you're singing.
Until I'm victorious. And I will defend.
So James's mom, if you're listening, I would like to thank you.
Will you not do that? What you're doing right now?
Teaching your son to never be ashamed or fearful and to just put it all out there every time. I actually kind of wish we
were.
You know
what the good thing is? He's doing it actually like really good. Like
I kind of wish we were on Facebook Live this week.
I have my intro all down, man.
The good news is for our listeners, even though they can't see the mister today, in 2 weeks, we will be on Facebook Live for the show.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And we will play that music again.
So mark your calendars, everybody out there. 2 weeks, Facebook Live. It's happening.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Are you ready for social media question of the week?
Yeah.
All right. Last week or a couple weeks ago was, what is your family tradition on New Year's? That was the question of the week.
All right.
Did we get any tweets?
Did we?
I don't know. That's why I was asking my wonderful wife.
I
think she's checking right now.
I don't believe so.
Okay. I got.
I don't
got
actually. I don't think we directed people to tweet us, did we?
I did. I went to Facebook, posted the question.
Well, then let me actually check them.
So we. Wow, that's so great!
Wow,
so great, so great.
Stop it!
All right,
stop it!
So great.
You did stop a great job, Jimmy. Stop it, Jimmy Fallon.
All right. So anyway. No, I did get one. One says video games all night. They played until midnight and then watched it as a family.
Was that nephew number two or?
No. One said that they, every hour on the hour, they would open up a bag of gifts and play whatever was in the bag.
Oh, I like that.
Which is interesting.
I like that.
The kids going. That was all the ones we had on Facebook.
I kind of like that. Those are cool traditions. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that.
Okay.
Did you have
it? I'm looking right now. Do we have any others come in on Facebook?
No. Not this week.
I think everybody was on vacation.
Yeah, I know. Do we have a question for next week or 2 weeks? You got anything for 2 weeks?
What is your New Year's resolution?
Go ahead.
And are you actually still doing whatever your New Year's resolution?
Did we do that one?
Well, we did. When? Did you? No, we did. Are you fulfilled?
Have you fulfilled your
New Year's?
We asked what people's favorite one was that they ever fulfilled.
That they actually did.
That they actually fulfilled. But we didn't ask what people were doing this year, and are they still doing it? Ooh. It's halfway through the month, right?
Okay, so what
did you start on January 1, and on January 15, are you still doing it?
All right, so that is the social media question of this week, and we will answer those next time on the show, which is in 2 weeks, when we will be doing Facebook Live. By the way, so the question is, what is your New Year's resolution, and are you still doing it? All right, so we will put that on Twitter and Facebook, the Mr. and Mrs. Show, and you can check that out. Also, check out our website, themrandmrsshow.com. Please check it out. It's you can find all of our episodes there, and it links all of our social media accounts and everything, so you can find all the information that you need about this show. So from me, from the Mr., from the Mrs., we all hope you have a great rest of your week and next week, and we will see you next time here on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
See you later.
See you later.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning?